USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Qatari officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. President Biden is introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
Speaking from the White House today, Biden stated that the new council's emphasis would be on maintaining secure and diversified supply chains. Additional actions include establishing an early warning system to identify supply chain risks and utilizing the Defense Production Act to increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. Memorial services for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter are underway today in Atlanta. The public can pay their respects as she lies in repose in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. The funeral for Carter is scheduled for Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she will be laid to rest at the family residence. New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month. This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Sunday marked a new single-day travel record at the nation's airports, with the TSA reporting that over 2.9 million people passed through security checkpoints as they returned home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also recorded record numbers during the period from November 17th to the 23rd. It's Cyber Monday, and time to look for those online sales.
Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for only $80. There's also vacuum cleaners, pillows, AirPods, mattresses, furniture, and plenty of other electronics at huge discounts. But beware of scams and do your research. If you want to purchase something and you don't know much about the company, Google the name and type scam or the word research after it, or you can always contact your local Better Business Bureau. I'm Corey Myers.
Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. The company said the action is being taken to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. Authentic has been selected as Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023. The online dictionary noted a significant rise in searches for the word throughout the year, attributing the increase to the proliferation of stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.